When I work at the hospital, watch nurses work their tails off, trying to help folks. It's their calling, it's what they do. They're good at it. They are tired. You're just worn to the nub.
That's Stephen Robinson. As a hospital chaplain in Austin, his job is to provide comfort and spiritual guidance to sick patients and their families. He also supports hospital staff. This is a recording of an online sermon Stephen gave as a guest pastor a few months ago.
And I think I'm just tired. Sick of this pandemic. Sick of watching people die. Sick of suffering. It's so hard. I feel so spent.
Healthcare workers have had some of the most unrelenting, exhausting experiences during the pandemic. Stephen is worn down, but yet he keeps going back to work every day. I sat down with him recently to learn how hospital staff like him stay resilient in the face of anger, exhaustion, and at times, despair.
How do you go through that over and over and over and over and find yourself at the end of the day and go back home and transition back to your family? How does that work?
Well, that's a great question. Resilience is something that, certain folks have more of a knack for it than others, but it can definitely be honed and built and practiced like a muscle or something.
During our conversation, Stephen shared with me some lessons he's learned about building resilience. The first one, be aware of your own story.
What are your own kind of hang-ups or wounds? So that when you encounter people that are having something similar to you or something or an experience that helps you get in touch with your own wound, that you don't enmesh with them that confuses your story and their story.
Second lesson, have a ritual when you leave work.
Sometimes that's just hanging up your badge or putting away your keys or listening to, you know, certain music on your drive home, offering a prayer, or, you know, taking a walk around, you know, water the plants, you know, anything you can do to kind of like create a markation between that time and home time, their lives and your lives.
The third lesson, get centered and get support. Some days, even with the most practiced emotional boundaries, some cases touch him deeply.
And I'll, you know, go home and I need to cry about it or need to talk to someone about it or sometimes I just need a hug for my wife or and then I can take a big deep breath and walk the dogs or whatever it is, kind of help me kind of get recentered and settled and come back and do it again.
So who takes care of you?
Who cares for the caregiver? It's hard for folks that are caregivers by profession or nature to accept care or to recognize when you need to seek it out. So we try best we can to practice that. And we actually have a weekly time that we gather as a department. And so we meet and just talk about how hard our days was or if we need help with something. And when COVID was really bad, I was finding myself like, you know, chaplains would come in, sit down at the desk and be like, and just big old sigh. And I'm like, hey, how's it going up there? And we just talk right then. So we are all kind of chaplains for each other.
Fourth lesson, express the big, scary feelings. Remember Stephen's online sermon? It was about anger.
But something that I've had to learn as becoming an adult, as becoming a mature Christian, is that my anger is okay. Your anger is okay. It's our emotional responses, how God made us when we see something or feel something or experience something that's wrong. When something's unjust or unfair, when someone suffers for no reason.
Writing and preaching that sermon was therapeutic for him.
Because it gave me the opportunity to really sit down and kind of force myself to really articulate what I'm feeling and how I connect that to my understanding of the gospel or understanding of, good human living.
Fifth lesson, remember your purpose. Stephen believes that people in healing professions can develop better long-term resilience by connecting with their mission for their work. Asking themselves questions like,
why are you here? Like, what? Why do you do this? Why do you put up with what you have to put up with? Why, work these hours, be on your feet this long? Why is your heart in this work? What is your motivation? What is your mission?
So how would you answer that question that you asked the nurses and the staff? What keeps you coming?
Yeah. Some days are harder than others. In terms of feeling like your work is really meaningful. And then you knock on someone's door and they say, you came in exactly when I needed someone to talk to about this really heavy thing. And you have a conversation that exercises all the things that you've been trained to do and how to actively listen and how to kind of provide spiritual assessment and interventions. Some days, some of the hardest days in people's lives. And ways that are really helpful, and you're like, this is it.
At the end of our conversation, Stephen told me one more lesson he's learned about resilience. Don't forget to celebrate the good things.
Can you think of any success stories over this past year, places where things went better than expected?
Something that we do and have done, I guess, for a while, since I think the first time that a COVID patient got better and left the hospital, we called it a Code Sunshine, and we would line up at the exit. There's a big long hallway towards the north entrance, and staff would come line up the whole hallway, and we'd play Here Comes the Sun by the Beatles over the overhead. It's making me tender. And wheel them out. Applaud. Sorry. I don't know who kind of started that practice, but it was having a way that we could celebrate as a community with the patient. So like, we got through this, and that was worth celebrating in this very kind of public way. It just filled us with hope that there would be more. And there were tons, Lots of people got better. Lots of people went home that, got to live their lives again, got to be with their family. And there's so many things worth celebrating. Kind of the miracles that we were able to pull out of our hat. The people that did get to go home, make it worth it. To go back to your question about what is hopeful, is about, celebrating the good things that happen. Not putting a silver lining around it, but just to celebrate and be grateful for the things that do go well. That's an important part of resiliency too. It's not just reacting to the tough things, but celebrating the good things too.
For the Community Health and Economic Resiliency Research Center of Excellence at Texas State University, I'm Michelle Dahlenberg.